This is the FM Gold channel of All India Radio. In the program News Analysis, now we bring you a discussion on campaigning for the last phase of elections. The participants are Shekhar Iyer, political analyst, and Nilab Srivastav, journalist.
The election campaign in the country is now in its final stages. It has reached crescendo. Six phases already done, 483 seats where the election commission has got done the polling. The seventh phase will now be held on 19th of May, that is a Sunday. 59 seats in eight states like Chhattisgarh, Himachal Pradesh, Jharkhand, Madhya Pradesh, Punjab, Uttar Pradesh, West Bengal, and the lone seat in Chandigarh. Iyer Sahab, the campaign has been electric. There have been so many allegations, counter-allegations, multi-parties. We know there are two prime parties, the Congress party and the BJP, which is led by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. On the other hand, Congress led by Congress President Rahul Gandhi. In Uttar Pradesh, we have the alliance of the Mahagathbandhan of the Samajwadi Party, BSP and RLD. How do you see now the campaign, the last phase now? But still, the campaigns have not ended and still the enthusiasm of the political leaders looks like that they are looking forward to take it to the last phase.
Yes, I think because the fact that this has been a long drawn affair, rather seven phases, and it's almost a month we have been in election mode. So every party and every political leader wants to keep up the tempo, because the biggest problem is whatever you have campaigned in the first phase goes for all the phases, excepting where, you know, specific constituencies, specific issues are raised. But when the campaign is a long period, and then, you know, you have to keep emphasizing those issues, but in a new way. So that sees political parties as well as leaders, the chief campaigners, looking for ways and means to get traction, to bring new points, to emphasize certain things about their opponents, and also try to show that how their party, their experience is better qualified than the opponent. So therefore, you have seen a very intense campaign. Sometimes this campaign has led to a situation where, you know, a lot of things have been said which should not have been said, and reactions also have been such that sometimes they get very exaggerated. On the whole, if you see, our democracy has the capacity to withstand these aberrations. Of course, there is Election Commission which has been daily basis getting a lot of complaints from different parties, but definitely political leaders as well as parties realize that if we have to keep this exercise of democracy alive, we have to follow certain norms, because votes can be got, elections can be won or elections can be lost. But then it should not happen that in order to win elections, a political party is willing to do anything. That is not a positive message for voters. So these elections are, as you mentioned, they are for the remaining 59 constituencies. Already more than 400 constituencies elections have taken place, and by and large they have been peaceful, barring some states like West Bengal has shown a tendency of, you know, poll related violence. But by and large things have been peaceful, and of course this time VVPAT has been used along with electronic voting machines. This is a new experience for the voter, where the voter is able to see that as soon as he presses the button, he can see for whom he has voted, and that is displayed on the screen for some time.
What's that, 7 seconds?
This is to rather to make him, give him that confidence that he or she, for whomever they have voted, is the one that has finally, the vote has gone. And Election Commission has also made elaborate arrangements once all these phases are complete for counting, where at least VVPATs in 6 booths will be matched with actual votes cast. So that will make it a even more a protracted affair, knowing the results, which should start coming from May 23rd.
No doubt, each and every constituency is very important, but two states, Iyer Sahab, one is Uttar Pradesh, which sends the maximum parliamentarians, 80 parliamentarians to the parliament in Delhi, and also West Bengal. Now, the contest in UP has always been interesting. All the parties, and that which I mentioned about Mahagathbandhan is a coalition in that state itself, where the Congress and the BJP are also trying to not only hold, for BJP it is holding the fort again, getting 71 plus 2 alliance seats again, they were 73 last time, and for Congress to regain the ground. And in West Bengal, a lot of stress. You see all the star campaigners going to Uttar Pradesh and West Bengal for both the parties. The entire campaign is now probably surrounded around these two big states, which sends you so many MPs.
Indeed, the fact that there is so much of heat, the political heat is felt more in Uttar Pradesh, West Bengal and in Madhya Pradesh. Now that shows how the close the contests have become, where the established players are being challenged by new players. I am talking about West Bengal, where Mamata Banerjee has led the Trinamool Congress virtually unchallenged after the first time she came to power in 2011, after completely vanquishing the left parties. Then she got a second mandate in 2016, And after that, we have seen a peculiar trend in Bengal where there has been a spurt in violence, political violence.
Every phase has seen it.
That is the reason why Election Commission, after seeing what happened during the civic elections, during Panchayat election, has gone for an elaborate arrangement. In fact, Bengal is among the states which is having a 7-phase election along with Uttar Pradesh.
Right, all the 7 phases.
And I think this time the remaining about 9 seats will be completed in this round. And unfortunately what we have seen is Bengal has been witness to violence where the candidates are targeted, the workers are targeted, where there are violence happening very close to polling booths. And there is overall demand for more and more deployment of central paramilitary forces.
The highest number of CAPSP, Central Armed Police Forces this time.
And so much so it is, the deployment is equivalent to what is deployed in Jammu and Kashmir, where there is a
problem of militancy and terrorism.
Separatist violence. In West Bengal, what we have seen is people are somehow appear to be stricken by fear. Fear of retribution from parties if they do not vote for them. Now, this fear was what Mamata Banerjee herself had taken it up when she was in the opposition and fighting left domination. She used to say that left is indulging in political violence, and I have seen her holding even pradarshan or exhibition in Delhi to bring people whose arms were cut, whose fingers were chopped in political violence, because to prevent them from voting or for punishment for voting a non-left party. Now, this kind of violence was the basis which gave Mamata Banerjee the strength to overthrow the left parties, to bring about a parivartan or a change. But today, unfortunately, those very allegations are being raised against Mamata. And with so much of paramilitary forces deployment, and there is so much of tension, and then one can see Mamata Banerjee daily attacking the Prime Minister Narendra Modi in her, I would say, in a language which does not look very civil in terms of politics. But that shows the kind of tension that has built up. And somewhere along, as I said, the people who are already established are fearing the new. And at the same time, voters also want to come and exercise their franchise. They see that what is an instrument of empowerment. And of course, you mentioned about Uttar Pradesh. Uttar Pradesh this time, as you said, BJP is definitely faces a very stiff challenge in trying to repeat the performance of 2014.
Even in West Bengal, the numbers among all states that are polling have been very fancy numbers. I mean, they are doing a good number of polling. If I remember correctly, the last phase, 6th phase, which where the votes were polled on last Sunday, yesterday in fact, there we had about 80% of voting coming from that state. So does that indicate that people, as you said, are looking forward for a change, or does that indicate that still people are voting just because of the enthusiasm that they have?
Yes, definitely. There is an enthusiasm, and not only an enthusiasm that comes with the belief that the vote will bring a change in their life. A vote will somehow give them more security. Because this feeling is there. And what I get to hear from the Election Commission officials is, they are getting more and more requests for deploying of central paramilitary forces. First, it was about 75% of booths. Then it became 82%. Now, here it is almost close to 95% of the booths are being given paramilitary protection. And this trend shows somewhere along that people are conveying that they would come and vote fearlessly if they were given protection. Otherwise, you find antisocial elements take to streets, threaten voters. They have even attacked candidates. We have seen candidates like Mohammed Salim of CPM, and some of the BJP candidates have their motorcade has been attacked. So therefore, there is so much of, I would say, intense rivalry. And that is largely because also what has happened is, Trinamool Congress, as I said earlier, is facing a political challenge on the ground because of the BJP. And we have seen Prime Minister addressing several meetings there, including BJP President Amit Shah. Even today we have heard that Amit Shah's rally was cancelled. Permission was not given.
Yeah, one of the rallies was cancelled.
So this kind of complaints keep coming where, you know, there is a feeling that Mamata Banerjee government is not allowing the rallies of opposition leaders. And on the other hand, we are seeing that the Trinamool people somehow feel that, you know, with so far they have had no opposition. Now, with the rise of new party in Bengal, probably the assembly elections in 2021 will become a stiffer challenge. And it is this fear which is prompting this kind of ground level violence, which is very unfortunate.
The campaign also talks, I mean, every attempt for allegations and counter allegations. So when the Prime Minister is talking about nationalism, when the BJP says that it is all about the fight of an integrity of the country, which was probably compromised during the Congress's time when its regime was there, and the Congress President Rahul Gandhi himself talking about that the love and affection and the kind of angst people have, and that is why he is very hopeful of getting numbers. So how do you see this campaign vis-a-vis when it comes to personalities and the contest of regimes, when Prime Minister talks about his 5 years of governance as compared to the last so many years of the Congress government?
See, the Congress has got a newfound confidence after Rahul Gandhi took over as president. And the party workers rank and file have been enthused by the kind of success that Rahul Gandhi's leadership has given to the party, particularly after the assembly elections in Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh and Rajasthan. These elections were very close elections, and the outcome in Madhya Pradesh and Rajasthan, if you see, is by a whisker, in terms of gaining majority. Of course, Chhattisgarh was a very good result for the Congress, where BJP, after 15 years of being in power, could not retain the seats it held because of strong anti-incumbency factors. Now, this mood has actually given the Rahul Gandhi the kind of fillip he needed to face the Lok Sabha elections. On the other hand, you have the Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who got a huge mandate, a mandate which no party had got for the last 30 years. Now, he is going to the elections on the basis of what his government has achieved, the initiatives it has taken, the changes it has brought about in the last 5 years. And he has been particularly emphasizing on the kind of schemes that were done to for the particularly the poor. To counter all that, we have seen Rahul Gandhi coming with Nyaya Yojana. This has also been a big talking point for the Congress. So therefore, one can see that you have on one hand a very enthusiastic Congress, which is hoping that it can make its mark. On the other hand, a confident BJP under the strong, effective leadership of Prime Minister. In between, we have seen issues like national security have come up following the incidents like Pulwama, then India's
airstrike in Balakot,
retributive strike in Balakot. Now, given this mood, there is the state of Uttar Pradesh, which has thrown up a unique situation where two parties have come together, that is Samajwadi Party and Bahujan Samaj Party, and which has, their coming together is hailed as Mahagathbandhan or a Grand Alliance. This Grand Alliance has been giving sleepless nights to the BJP in many seats, because this is an unusual social alliance where BSP, being largely seen as the supporters of, underprivileged Dalits, and Samajwadi Party has been getting the support of one of the most influential, powerful OBC classes, particularly the Yadav community. And along with that, there is a question of the minority vote, which seems to be with the Gathbandhan. But Congress is going it alone. That is also an added dimension in this battle for 80 Lok Sabha seats. So everybody wants to know, will this Gathbandhan be a success? If this alliance between Mayawati ji and Akhilesh Yadav ji, will this alliance get converted into social alliance? Because if it does, it will completely reverse what has happened, or rather what failed to happen in 1993 to 1995, when you had Mulayam Singh ji and Kanshiram. Yeah. They coming together to form an alliance which collapsed because it became difficult. Subsequently, Mayawati has had alliance even with Congress. She had a working arrangement with BJP. All these things, always this question is, because will the vote transfer take place? Will BSP able to send its vote to SP nominees? And will SP ensure its voters vote for BSP? These are the questions which are there. And even in the last phase, in whatever seats that are remaining in Uttar Pradesh.
Even one subject of concern, both for the political parties and the election commission, has been, because we are in the elections at a time when it is sweltering heat in the country, ensuring maximum voter turnout. So that challenge also has to be meted out, and that is why even the political parties, apart from the election commission, coming out and saying that please go and vote. So that initiative also has to be kept up the tempo till the last phase of the elections.
Absolutely, because you see, this is not the time of the weather where people want to go out, stand in a queue and, do anything, let alone an important act like vote. But then we are seeing sustained campaigns by election commission, which has involved sometimes even celebrities to emphasize the importance of casting your vote, which is a very big responsibility as a citizen of this country.
So we hope that the seventh phase of the elections, despite the heat, despite the troubles, and despite the hectic campaigning, goes out and vote, maximum number of voters vote, and we have a very wonderful verdict on May 23rd. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You are listening to a discussion on campaigning for the last phase of elections. The participants were Shekhar Iyer, political analyst, and Nilab Srivastav, journalist. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of All India Radio. This program is also available on our website, news.air.nic.in. You may email your opinion about this program at airnsdtalks@gmail.com.